弟兄姐妹还有朋友们大家好。
Greeting to brothers and sisters and friends.
我从小生长在一个清寒贫苦的家庭里。
I was born in a very poor family.
我的父亲是一个军人。
And my father is a soldier by profession.
靠着一份微薄的收入实在不容易养活我们家一家七口人。
And with the little income he had, it was very hard to keep an entire family.
我的母亲就出外去帮佣来贴补家用。
Therefore, my mother had to go out and work as a maid.
令我印象最深刻的就是
I remember vividly,
我的母亲面对艰困的生活
even though the life was very hard,
总是坦坦然然没有怨言。
She was always in such a happy mood without any complaint.
更特别的是
and especially,
每次当她收到父亲的薪水时
Every time when she received the salary from my father
她一定先 挪出一份来奉献给教会所需要的人或事
She will always first set aside a portion for the church of God or for people of God who are in need
母亲识字不多
And my mother was pretty much illiterate
无法看书报
So she cannot read
但圣经却看得懂。
However, she could recognize the words in the Bible.
还会背好多的经节。
She even was able to recite a lot of verses.
她常用圣经上的话来开导我们。
And she always counseled me with the words in the Bible.
每天早晚都跪在主耶稣面前为家人和亲朋迫切的祷告。
And she had this habit of kneeling down before the Lord in the morning and at night to pray for her family.
每个主日的聚会。
And every Sunday,
她总是带着我提前到教会去
And she will always bring me along, to go to church in advance.
清扫厕所
So that we can do some cleaning work such as the bathroom.
擦窗子
Or wipe the window.
做整洁
To do a lot of cleaning chores before the meeting started.
在聚会的时候最让我感动的就是唱诗歌
And I was moved the most was during the meeting when we sang songs.
常常让我受感流泪
And I was so touched many times by the songs.
母亲一身舍己
And my mother pretty much was very sacrificial.
却总忘不了别人对她的好
But she always remembered the good things and good deeds other people did to her.
常常提起从前帮佣的时候
She liked to mention that when she worked as a maid.
因为劳累过度而病倒
Because she worked so hard so she became ill.
在家养病的那段
And she had to stay at home.
教会的长辈姐妹
And there will be
前来探望
like senior sisters in the church will come to visit her.
有的拿了饭菜来
And some will bring dishes or food.
有的帮忙洗衣服
And some will come to help us wash clothes.
洗被单
And clean our beds.
并且围坐在我们破烂的床褥边为她祷告
And what they like to do the most is to sit by her bedside and pray for her.
母亲一生历经艰辛
My mom had went through a lot of hardship in her life.
经过试炼
And she has gone through a lot of trials.
仍然感满心的感恩
But she was still a woman full of thanksgiving.
我感谢主耶稣
I thank the Lord Jesus.
给我一位这样非常爱主又非常单纯的母亲
for giving me a mother like that who loved the Lord so much with a pure heart.
我深深知道
and I deeply know this.
因着她的敬虔
because of her reverence toward the Lord.
将属天的祝福
the heavenly blessings
带进了这个家
and were poured into our little household.
也带给子女及孙辈
and poured onto us and my next generation.
我从小学开始就很爱运动
and I loved sports since I was very young.
特别跳高是我的长项
Especially I was good at high jumps
参加比赛总是名列前茅
And I always won some trophies when I attend a competition
初中的时候
And when I was in junior high
有一次为代表学校参加比赛
There's one time I had to represent my school to go for a competition
必须要加强的训练
Therefore I had extra hours of practice
有一天
And there's one day,
在练习
while I was practicing,
出了一身汗
I sweat a lot,
又吹到风
and then because the wind was blowing,
I 因而感冒了
so I caught cold.
这次的感冒发烧一直不退
and I ended up having a fever that would not come down.
有一种 A 型粘球进到心脏里去
and there was this specific type of germs that entered into my heart.
医生诊断 得了风湿性心脏病。
And doctor's diagnosis is that what I had was this rheumatoid heart condition.
从那个时候开始，我就不能再运动了。
And therefore, I could no longer play any sports.
医生宣判说
，And the doctor announced it.
得了这个病永远不会好。
And this is an incurable disease.
只会越来越严重。
You only get worse.
有一天一定要开刀换心。换心脏瓣膜。
And he predicted that one day I need to have surgery to replace the vault in my heart.
这对我的身心都是很大的打击。
And that was such a big blow to me, physically and emotionally.
后来我结婚了。
And then I got married later.
嫁给还没有信主的丈夫。
To a non-believing husband.
他是个工作狂。
And he was a workaholic.
每天想的事情是怎么样赚钱。
All he had in mind is how to make more money.
我也跟着他在外面奔跑。
So I end up with running around with him.
一同打拼事业。
So that we can make more money, have a business of our own.
任何赚钱的机会都不会放过。
And we will not even let go any chance to make more money.
渐渐的我与神的关系越来越疏远。
As a result, my relationship with the loving Lord decreases.
聚会也越来越少。
And I'm not going to meetings.
后来先生帮我租了一个店面，叫我去做一个小吃的生意。
And later on, we had this shop that I end up staying in the store.
我就全心投入这个小吃店。
It was a food business. I devoted my whole time to that business.
从早到晚就很忙碌的工作。
So I just worked day and night for that shop.
每周七天。
7 days a week.
从早到晚的劳累。
I work hard from morning to dawn.
把自己整个卖给了世界。
It's like I was sold to my business to the world.
终于我病倒了。
And finally, I was so sick I could not do anymore.
在1993年的3月30号。
On March 30th, 1993.
我做了第一次心脏手术。
I had a surgery for my heart for the first time.
换了心脏瓣膜。
And I replaced the valve in my heart.
经过一年的折磨与复健
，After the physical therapy for about a year，
没有想到在第二年的，也就是94年的同月同日发生了中风。
To my great surprise, on the same day next year, I had a stroke.
当时我并不知道中风是什么。
At the time, I didn't know what happened to me.
我只知道我整个身体右半边我都不能动了。
All I knew is that the right side of my heart was completely paralyzed.
我连根手指都不能弯了。
I couldn't even move my finger.
话也讲不清楚。
And I couldn't talk clearly.
小便也解不出来。
I could not urinate.
大便更是困难。
Neither having any bowel movement.
我难过痛苦极了。
And it was such a suffering for me.
到了一个地步连哭都哭不出来。
To the point I couldn't even cry.
除了身体上的痛苦
，other than this physical difficulty，
对人生完全失去了盼望。
I've lost hope for my life completely。
这个时候我想到神了。
And at this time, I thought about my God。
心中一直祷告。
So I kept on praying。
求神医治我。
As the Lord, please heal me。
有几位弟兄姊妹来看我。
And there are people from church came to visit me。
我就立刻告诉他们为我祷告。
I will ask them to pray for me。
巴不得神赶快医治我。
In the hope that God will heal me just like that.
可是神当时并没有医治我。
But God did not heal me at that time.
这让我更失望，更痛苦。
So that made me even more in despair.
后来，后来我还不时的埋怨神。
And in the meantime, I was complaining against God a lot.
为什么
？I complained.
为什么
？Why?
为什么
？Why?
为什么是我
？Why me?
我还年轻就让我中风。
Why do you allow me to have stroke at this young age?
这种日子让我怎么过下去
？How can I live on?
似乎神并没有听我的祷告。
It seemed that God did not bother to listen to my prayer.
也没有回答我的埋怨。
Neither did he answer to all my complaints.
每天生活在阴暗的病房里。
Every day I would just stay in the hospital.
真是生不如死。
And I felt it's actually better to die than live.
觉得这样活着毫无意义。
It's like I'm living on without any meaning.
有一天医院通知我们要换病房。
There was one day the hospital notified us they would switch me to another room.
从 A 栋换到 B 栋楼去。
From building A to building B.
我的看护呢，就先用轮椅把我推到 B 栋楼去，再回原来的病房搬东西。
So my nurse will wheel me to the new room, and then she went back to the old room to move more furniture.
这个时候呢，我就趁她不在， 我就决定自行了断。
In her absence, I attempted to suicide.
于是我就把身上绑尿袋的绳子解下来。
So I untied the rope that used to tie my urine bag.
绑在那个床尾的铁栏杆上面。
And tie onto the bar at the end of my bed.
当时因为很紧张。
Because I was very nervous doing that.
又害怕。
And I was so scared as well.
我就很急着把头钻进这个绳子绑的圈套里。
I hasted to push my head into the rope I made.
一下子没有钻好。
But I didn't do it well.
就从轮椅上跌下来了。
And I fell out of the wheelchair.
这个时候呢，看护就从外面进来就看到了。
At the same time, the nurse returned to the room and saw what happened.
大叫。
So she screamed.
你在干什么？
What are you doing?
赶快就把我从地上扶起来。
And so she lifted me up.
从那天起，她再也不敢离开我了。
And ever since then, she would never let me alone.
我也再不敢自杀了。
And neither dare to commit suicide.
因为我想，
because I thought,
基督徒不能自杀。
As a Christian, I really should not commit suicide.
否则就要下地狱，太可怕了。
Otherwise, I may end up going to hell, and that's a dreadful disaster.
过了两个月，
And 2 months later,
医生告诉我说，
The doctor says, now you can go home and continue your physical therapy.
这个时候我非常自卑。
And that time, my esteem was so low.
坐在轮椅上总是低着头。
Whenever I was sitting on my wheelchair, I would not lift my head.
不愿意见人。
I don't want to see anybody.
在家里呢，却以发脾气来平衡我的心理。
Yeah, when I was at home, I really had a very bad temper in order to balance my feelings.
里面所充满的都是苦毒。
I had nothing but bitterness in my heart.
我和丈夫吵架。
I will quarrel with my husband.
和看护吵架。
Quarrel with my nurse.
也不能减轻我里面的痛苦。
However, those do not lessen the pain in my heart.
外面的遭遇只不过显出我这个人里面可怕的光景。
Actually, all these outward experiences only is a chance to reveal my inner condition.
然而神并没有离弃我。
However, my God did not forsake me.
是他把我亲自寻找了回来。
He brought me home personally.
有一天我突然间想到，
One day I suddenly thought,
我应该回到教会去聚会了。
I actually should return to church.
是神让我醒悟过来。
It's like God woke me up.
发现他从来没有离开过我。
And then I discovered that He never left me.
于是我回到神的身边。
Therefore, I returned to His side.
每一天我开始亲近神， 并且读圣经。
I start spending time to come close to Him and to read His words.
从前我读圣经总是从创世纪开始。
And in the past, when I read the Bible, I always start from the first book of the Bible, Genesis.
没有一次读完过。
And I never finished the entire Bible.
这一次我不管懂不懂， 就是每天读。
And this time I made a determination, whether I understand the rest of the chapters or not, I will continue to read the Bible.
终于有一天我把整本圣经给读完了。
Finally, one day I finished the entire Bible.
接着再读第二遍， 第三遍。
And then I was able to repeat the second and the third time.
这个时候呢， 神就在我身上大大的做工。
And this time the Lord worked greatly upon me.
也大大的祝福我。
And blessed me.
我里面的痛苦不见了。
And suddenly I feel all the agony in my heart was gone.
感谢是主的喜乐。
It was replaced with the joy of the Lord.
我身体也天天的恢复。
And my physical condition recovers gradually.
连邻居看到都很惊讶。
Even my neighbors were amazed at my progress.
我身体恢复得这么好。
I was recovered so well.
是他安慰了我。
And the Lord comforted me.
是他给了我力量。
And He gave me strength.
是他给了我生命。
And He gave me life.
让我为他而活。
So that I can now live for Him.
感谢主，他使我不再没有盼望。
I thank the Lord for I'm no longer a person without hope.
我虽行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害。
Even though I've gone through the valley of the shadow of death, and I feared no evil.
因为他的杖与他的竿都安慰我。
For His staff and His rod comforted me.
是主鼓励我走每一步的道路。
And He encouraged me every step of the way.
是主帮助我历经每次的苦。
It is the Lord who helped me to go through every trouble.
借着苦难回到神的身边。
Through sufferings, I was able to return to the Lord.
找回人生的意义。
And again, I find the meaning of my life.
经过苦难，我对主更有信心。
And my faith in Him increases.
一切的苦难都变成了祝福。
All the sufferings have now become blessings under disguise.
我永远要赞美感谢。
And I will always thank him and praise him.
这位爱我为我舍命的主。
The one who loves me and gave his life for me.
我今天早上碰到一个朋友。
This morning I saw a friend of mine.
他跟我做了一个小见证。
And she shared with me a little testimony.
他说他有一个朋友。
She said she has this friend.
别人跟他传福音，他从来不信，相信有神。
Who will never believe there is a God?
有一天
，until
他的儿子跟他的女朋友他们去开一个 party。
One day her son and his girlfriend went to this party。
喝了一些酒
，they drank some wine。
就在 Diamond Bar 那个地方
，and the party was held in the Diamond Bar area。
开车撞到一个电线杆
，and they had a car accident。
然后呢，电线杆就倒
下来 ，onto a pole， and the electrical pole fell off，
撞到后座他们两个人
，fell down and hit both passengers in the back， which happened to be her son and her friend。
他女朋友当场就死掉了
，and the son's girlfriend died instantly。
那这个男孩子呢，就被送到医院去
，and the son was rushed to the hospital，
昏迷不醒
，and he was in coma。
他里面的肺脏全部都烂了
，and his lungs were crushed。
医生跟他的母亲说
，so the doctor told her，
可能没有救了
，there seems to be no hope for him。
这个时候呢，他母亲就想到说，以前的朋友跟他传说的耶稣这位神。
Suddenly, this friend remembered her friend who has preached to him her about Jesus.
于是乎呢，他就紧张着他儿子的手，跟他一起祷告。
Therefore, she grabbed the hand of her son and prayed.
他说：“主耶稣，求你救我的儿子。”
She said, "Lord Jesus, please rescue my son."
如果你真是神，救救我的儿子，我就相信你。
And if you do that, I will believe you.
真的很奇妙。
And to her amazement,
儿子渐渐的恢复了。
The son was able to gradually recover.
连医生都感到很惊讶。
Even the doctor was amazed.
而且他们预备在这个月要受浸
，and they will be baptized this month.
真是感谢神
，and I thank God for that testimony.
又真又活的神
，for He is the true and living God.
感谢主
，thank God.
Amen.